You know, I've been diving into the latest on-chain data, and it's actually pretty fascinating. Bitcoin's realized profit and loss ratio just dropped to a 43-month low of -0.35. Historically, this is one of the most reliable signals we have that a major market bottom is right around the corner.
That's a significant number. To put it in context, CryptoQuant uses this metric to measure the average difference between Bitcoin's sale price and what people originally paid for it. When it dips that low, it's telling us a lot about underlying market sentiment.
Exactly. A deeply negative reading like this really points to widespread capitulation. We're seeing retail investors and leveraged traders finally giving up and selling at a loss. It's tough to watch, but it's a classic sign of exhaustion.
And while that short-term pain is real, it's actually necessary. This phase flushes out the weak hands, clears out excessive selling pressure, and ultimately builds a much cleaner foundation for the next upward cycle.
It's interesting how this pattern keeps repeating, isn't it? Historically, these extreme negative readings always seem to cluster around times of heavy macroeconomic stress or regulatory uncertainty.
You're right. If you look back, the ratio bottomed out during the 2014 MT. Gox collapse, the late 2018 bear market, and right through the 2022 crypto winter.
And every single time, it hit historic lows just before the tide turned.
Precisely. In each of those instances, patient capital and institutional buyers quietly stepped in to accumulate, which triggered those sustained, long-term rallies. The underlying dynamic is actually quite straightforward.
Right, once the most desperate sellers have finally exited the market, that downward price pressure naturally fades. It creates the perfect conditions for a structural recovery to take hold.
So, for investors and traders listening, this signal carries three critical takeaways we need to keep in mind.
First off, while selling pressure has likely peaked, we have to remember that market bottoms are rarely these clean, immediate V-shaped recoveries.
That's a crucial point. Bottoms tend to be messy and volatile, and they're heavily influenced by external factors like interest rate decisions, macroeconomic data, and shifting regulatory landscapes.
So for active traders, my advice would be to really avoid chasing quick profits or trying to catch a falling knife.
Instead, use this phase to scale into positions gradually. Enforce strict risk parameters and keep your focus on long-term value rather than short-term noise.
And for our more passive investors, stick to your predetermined strategies. Don't let the extreme volatility trigger emotional decision-making.
Finally, while the realized profit and loss ratio is a powerful contrarian indicator, it works best when you combine it with other on-chain metrics, like exchange reserves, miner behavior, and broader market liquidity.
When you look at the full picture, the current reading strongly suggests we're in a late-stage distribution phase. The weak hands are exiting, and the strong hands are quietly accumulating.
Navigating this environment successfully really comes down to patience and disciplined risk management. We have to commit to letting the data, not fear or greed, guide our strategy.
And historically, that's exactly when these extreme loss metrics mark the end of bear markets and the beginning of sustained growth cycles. It's going to be an exciting ride if we stay the course.